afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the EL.En. First Half 2017 Results Conference Call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Ms. Simona D'Agostino, Head of Financial Communication. Please go ahead, madam.
Good afternoon, everybody, and good morning in the U.S. Welcome today to the first half earnings call of EL.En. Group, and I'm reading right now for you the company disclaimer. Certain statements in this call, including those addressing the company's beliefs, plans, objectives, estimates, and expectations of possible future results or events, are forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements involve known or unknown risks, including general economic and business conditions, and conditions in the industry we operate, and may be affected should our assumptions turn out to be inaccurate. Consequently, no forward-looking statement can be guaranteed, and actual future results, performance, or achievements may vary materially from those expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. The company undertakes no obligation about the contents, nor to update the forward-looking statements to reflect events or circumstances that may arise after the date hereof. I'm leaving now the floor to the CEO of the group, Andrea Cangioli. Please go ahead, Andrea.
Thank you, and thank you everybody for joining this call after the release of the results of the first 6 months of 2017. After six months into 2017, a year that comes after the record 2016 year, we are proud to report a further strong growth of your group. It has been a semester of significant achievement and sustained growth, and prior to digging into the details of the numbers, I'd like to give you a flavor of the cornerstones of our achievements in these 6 months. Broadly speaking, our strongest market was the industrial applications market. First of all, our Chinese activity, where an amazing 72% growth was registered. But also the Italian companies are experiencing a very positive phase, with Cutlite Penta growing over 30% in the laser cutting and large surfer laser marking applications, and Lasit growing over 30% as well in the laser marking for small surfaces business. It was a pleasure for me, and a counterproof of what we are seeing in our day-to-day work, to read the article on Il Sole 24 Ore a few days ago, where a sustained growth was reported for all the Italian industrial laser system manufacturers, claiming the success as an effect of the Industry 4.0 tax incentives provided by the Italian government. But I would like to state that the success goes well beyond the undisputable thrust the tax incentives are giving to the market. There are two more solid bricks that contribute to the construction of our solid growth. First, the recovery from the long-term recession. It's now in the general statistics too, and the level of demand are sustained by an improving overall economic environment. Second, and most important, and I'm here referring to the laser metal cutting business, which is by far our largest sales segment today, there is an actual and important increase in the size of our market. This is due to the improvement in system productivity and in reduction of the laser system's running costs that has been allowed by the technology shift that the introduction of high-power fiber laser sources has affected on the market. In a nutshell, easy-to-use, higher-power laser systems allowed to broaden the number of potential users of our systems and accelerate the replacement market for the legacy CO2 laser systems. This is the reason why in China, where there is no recovery from any recession and no tax incentives, we're able to register a stronger growth rate. Our largest business remains the medical laser market, and we were able to register a growth on this market too. We achieved brilliant results in the aesthetic laser systems, where the hair removal system and the tattoo removal system provided to the market under our brand names Quanta System, Deca, Asclepion, and Esteloghi in Italy continued to drive our growth, taking also advantage of the positive overall behavior of the market. We were extremely pleased with the results in urology, specifically in lithotripsy and BPH, benign hyperplasia of the prostate treatment, and also did very well in physiotherapy. The only slowdown we had, though remarkable, in the 6 months was in the sales of Monolitho Touch for vaginal atrophy. Sales in all the outside US markets were basically flat on 2015, confirming that we have a large volume, long-lasting market position. Sales on the US market dropped significantly as an effect initially of the stock reduction performed by a distributor, and in second place by a performance below expectations of our distributor, Cynosure, which is now a subsidiary of Hologic. And in Cynosure, as it surfaces from the company's official report, the transition following the acquisition does not yet see Cynosure in the position to run as fast it was running before the closing of the purchasing transaction. Looking at the large numbers, income from operation was in line with the expectation and guidance, and the reduction in margin of sales in the income of operation is mainly due to the decrease in gross margin, which in turn is due to the product mix. At first level, the increased weight of the industrial business, which runs at lower gross margins, and at second level, the product mix within the medical segment, where the growth rate was achieved by supplementing, actually more than supplementing, the decreasing Monolitho Touch volume with lower margin sales. Moreover, also in face of a slow growth rate in the medical market, a decrease actually in certain segments, we continue to invest to create stronger sales potential in the future. Our goal is to recover where we reported weaker sales and to be able to supplement with new higher margin products, which can only be achieved by the matching of an effective R&D activity and regulatory work to enable the worldwide sale of new products. I give the word to Enrico for the details of our financials.
Thanks, Andrea. Good morning, everybody. Looking to the financials of the first 6 months, the Helen Group recorded consolidated revenue of 143 million of euros, an increase of 19% over the first half of 2016. The gross margin was 59 million of euros, up 12% compared to the 53 million of last year, thanks to the increase of turnover. The decline in the margin to 41.7% to the 44.3% is partially due to lower R&D grants from 1 million of euro last year to 0.1 million for this year. But above all, as previously said by Andrea, to the change in the sales mix. Two are the relevant phenomena from this point of view. The first and the most macroscopic one is the increase in turnover in the industrial sector, especially in the Chinese market, where the average margin on sales is lower than in the medical sector. In fact, the impact of the industrial revenues on the total turnover up 9% respect to the same period of the last year. The second one in the medical sector is the result of a different sales mix with an increase in overall turnover but with a lower margin than in the previous period. Operating costs and staff costs increased in the total value, but the impact declined. At June 2017, the group employees were 1,182. The EBITDA was 15.5 million of euros, essentially unchanged over the first 6 months of last year, and with an impact on sales down for 15 to 11%. And the reduction in terms of profitability is mainly due to the reduction in gross margin percentage, with no reduction in total value of fixed costs. Amortization and other accruals slightly increased from 2 million to 2.3 million. And EBIT showed a positive balance of 13.1 million of euros, down slightly from 13.5 million of euros of the first half of last year. And the impact on sales of 9.2% is down on 11.3% in the previous year. Pre-tax results showed a positive balance of 10.9 million of euros, down from the 35.9 million of last year. And the pre-tax income for the first half of 2017 is lower than last year because last year there was a gain on disposal of Sinus shares for 23 million of euros, together with higher forex exchange losses, especially on the US dollar, in the first 6 months of the current year. Net income was 6 million compared to the 30 million of last year, and the tax rate of around 26% is well above the 13% recorded in the last year, because the most part of the gain realized on the sales of Sinus shares was tax-free in accordance with tax relief. Looking to the second quarter financial result, we can see that sales grew by almost 20%, with a margin on sales of 41.9%. The second quarter was better than the first one and the second quarter of the last year too. This has allowed to recover on the 6 months the gap showed in the first quarter over the previous year, both in terms of EBIT and EBITDA. Net financial position of the group decreased by approximately 16 million compared to the end of last year. The cash absorption of the period was mainly due to the increase in net working capital, which grew in accordance with the rapid growth of the group, especially for the Chinese activities. During the first half of the year, we also recall that the company paid over 8 million of dividends. We also recall that for 11.5 million euros and 1 million was invested during the first 6 months of the current year, cash is invested in insurance policies that, by their nature, is included among non-current financial assets and so not included in net financial position. There are no significant investment in fixed assets in the first 6 months. From the point of view of the geographical distribution, it is in Italy the most important growth, close to 25% in the first half. The results in Italy have been very satisfactory, both in the industrial and in the medical sector. Over 13% is the growth in European markets and close to 19% in the rest of the world. Foreign markets are now more than 80% of the group's turnover. Trend in the medical application sector was good. The overall growth of 3% for the sector is the result of the brilliant trend in aesthetic lead, in the aesthetic lead by hair removal, tattoo removal and skin rejuvenation, up by more than 20%, and the decline in the surgical application and services, down respectively by 25 and 13%. In the meantime, good result was achieved in urological surgery and physiotherapy. The drop in surgical segment is mainly due to the decline in Mona Lisa Touch application system in the United States. And the drop in services is primarily due to the upgrade sales of aesthetic system, which had a peak during the first half of last year. And there was also a reduction in sales in 2017 for fiber optics used for aerological system, and creams sold together with aesthetic application. The growth for industrial system over 50% is primarily due to the performance of Chinese companies for metal cutting system, with a growth over with a growth rate over 70%, but also thanks to the performance of Italian companies, as mentioned by Andrea, with Cutlite Penta that grew with a growth rate over 30% for cutting and marking system, and Lasit over 35% for marking system. Growth in the laser services sector continues to be a consolidated trend, and the group is one of the few producers in the world for CO2 lasers, sources of medium power excited by radio frequency. And industrial service revenue increased of 80% due to the rapid increase in installed base. About the guidance, the results for the first half of the year are in line with the guidance the group disclosed for the whole year, and so now we can confirm our targets in terms of sales over 10% over the last year, and in terms of EBIT, the same EBIT of last year. So we can start with the Q&A section, and we are pleased to answer to your questions.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Renato Gargiulo of Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Just a few questions. The first one, yes, hi. The first one is on China and on the industrial sector. Given your introductory statements about the additional increase in the potential number of users of laser systems, can we assume that the current strong trend you are experiencing in China should be sustainable for the medium term? Then the second question, you showed a positive trend in sales across almost all your segments, with the only exception of surgical. So I was wondering regarding Mona Lisa Touch, if and when we can expect some reversal of the current negative trend, or what are your expectations? And then a question on profitability. Given the current reorganization of the group, can you give us some indications about any one-off items that you were experiencing during the first part of the year? Thank you.
Thank you, Renato. First thing, growth in China, long-term, short-term. What we are experiencing is an actual growth of the market in terms of market dimension. Therefore, all the participants are experiencing rapid growth. I believe in China we are growing more than our competitors because we have been more efficient, and we have a very efficient organization today. Of course, when we see a 72% growth rate, it's something I cannot see long term. But long term, we can see a sustained growth on the market because, as I mentioned again, we expect the market to continue to grow consistently. Of course, the more you grow, the higher is the hurdle in order to increase more and more the sales. So I confirm that we see growth in the following years, but not at a 72% rate. Mona Lisa Touch. Mona Lisa Touch is an application that is now on the market for more than 3 years, and therefore is entering a second phase of introduction, a phase of stability. And we feel that Mona Lisa Touch is going to be a long-term application, a large market,
like hair removal, which is now a 20-year-old market, is still there and is still growing, we feel that Monalisa Touch could be a long-lasting application. I mean, we're not talking of an application with a small scope. And this was confirmed also in the first 6 months by the fact that overall we are not selling as we were selling last year, but sales were more or less on the same level than last year. The great difference was caused by US only. And on US, we strongly believe that we will have room for recovery because we have a strong market, and we now are simply hit by the effects of this change of control in Cynosure, which still hasn't settled into Cynosure, into an organization which is able to run at the pace we were running before. Of course, already in the second half, sales will be higher than in the first half of 2017. We hope that with 2018, the U.S. market will return to the standards it had prior to this transition 2017. And the transition is not only in Cynosure. When we talk about reorganization, in fact, we are referring mainly to the activities based in Florence, because the activities of the other companies, markedly Quanta System and Asclepion, are not in the need of any reorganization, while we are undergoing a restructuring process which involves also the hiring of the new general manager. But I am not in the position to mention any one-off expense. For sure, we have some reorganization in certain production activities, in certain R&D activities, and I need to mention that for the same business unit and for the same factory, also we had in the first 6 months a fairly large impact of regulatory activity, also linked to audits, which more than cost led to a reduced ability to maintain full capacity in production. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. If I may just a follow-up still on China, given the positive outlook for the local market, would you consider to grow organically, or would you consider also any possible deal in terms of acquisitions? And final question on the tax rate, if you can provide a tax rate guidance for the full year. Thank you.
Actually, in this moment, as I answer for the group, I think there could be an acquisitions opportunity, but we are growing so fast and we are so satisfied by the internal growth rate that we managed to maintain a high growth rate. Maybe in a second moment, if and when the growth rate will settle down, we might think also of M&A, but not now.
On tax rate, Renato, I think the tax rate for the first 6 months could be a good assumption for the whole year.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Renato. Bye.
Okay, so...
excuse me, gentlemen, there is one more question from Andrea Bonfau, Bancaletti. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon to everybody. I will be brief. Very briefly, you reported a growth in EBIT in the second quarter, but your guidance is still basically to maintain EBIT flat for the rest of the year. So are you assuming that some cost will grow faster than sales in the second part of the year? That's the first question. And the second one is a more general one. Referring to your, innovative non-invasive fat reduction device that you will introduce next year. Can you summarize briefly which kind of size of the market are you addressing to, just to have an idea? Thank you very much.
First question, EBIT flat No, we don't foresee any particular cost in the second half, but we know that the hurdle is extremely high because we did extremely well in the second half of 2016, also with some of the revenues which we know and some of the margins we know cannot be replicated. So we need to supplement, and we would need to supplement with margins of equal amount, and this is not extremely easy. It's not easy to achieve. Therefore, we maintain the guidance. If we see that we'll be able to be ahead, we'll adjust it at the end of Q3. The market for body contouring is a very large market. If you want to have an idea, if you would have looked at Zeltik's presentation, Zeltik is the market leader. They were very detailed in showing the market opportunity for their unit. They are the market leader. Just to give you an idea, the market leader is Zeltik, and Zeltik, which is now a company running under Allergan, in the second quarter of 2017, registered $100 million of turnover. So Zeltik itself, the market leader, developed a market for $400 million for body contouring. I believe we know that Zeltik is not the only player, because in the same market, Cynosure is playing with its Sculpture, but also Syron Candela has its ultra-shaped and vela-shaped devices, and there are several other competitors which probably lead the overall market to something close to double of what Zeltik is able to do by itself. So, $800 million. If we apply the share that the Land Group claims to have more or less in the medical aesthetic market, which is something between 8% and 10%, should we be able to grab a share of the market of the same weight that we have on the rest of the market on the body shaping market, of course you can do the math, but we are not committing and just answering to Andrea Bonfa's question, which is asking the size of the potential opportunity we have in this segment. So I believe that we are looking for a market which today itself is something between 600 and 800 million worldwide.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time.
So thank you to everybody who attended, and as always, feel free to get in touch with us directly for any further question. Enrico Romagnoli at First Place, and then and myself also will be happy to answer your questions. And I believe next official meeting we have
November.
In November.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.